Okay, we are up to Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, which is Sif Yud. Okay, this is the last major sugya of Siman Aleph. I prefer he listen to it. As long as he doesn't talk too much. No, we're going to Bayes afterwards. Sif Yud follows Sif Tes. Sif Tes said that a man is allowed to take many women. It doesn't say it's advised, it only says it's permitted. Sif Yud introduces us to the most famous of the number of charamim Rabbeinu Gershon made. I don't know how many he made. Some of his famous charamim were the charam against reading other people's letters, which was a famous chayrim. People used to write letters, and on the seal on the outside wrote Bechayim Rabbeinu Gershon. There's an abbreviation of many of the old letters. It says Beis Ches Reish Gimel Mem Hey. People have no idea what it means. So people wrote letters, and they wrote on it Bechayim Rabbeinu Gershon, which of course got everybody curious as to what was inside. That's the way it was. In camp, they were makbids, so they had the children write only postcards. So nobody would open any letters. But that's one of his famous. Another famous cheirim he made was actually to be mekabel people that shmad under government pressure to accept them back. That was another thing that he did, and he had a personal shaitis to that because he had a son. He only had one son, and the son, Rahman was on Shmad. And the Chem was to accept them back. Yeah, he understood the pressure. It was, I don't know, it was his takana, it was a Chem against those who pushed them away. I don't know. He famously said Shiva when his son Shmad. And then he had the two takanas that have to do with marriage. Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem against divorcing a woman against her will, get and he made a cherem against divorcing a woman bar karcha, and he also made a cherem against taking multiple wives. Those are the two evnezer haramim that Rabbeinu Gershom made. Rabbeinu Gershom lived in roughly the year 1000 before the Crusades, but he lived in Germany in a time where the Jews in Germany were under terrible pressure to shmad. There was actually the Gerim of Spain is famous. The Gerim of Mainz, of the biggest Jewish city during his lifetime, is less famous. And there was a Girush. Those who didn't shmad had to leave the city and the surrounding areas. It was a very, very difficult time for Ashkenaz Jews. I very often point out to my class that I mentioned here in Shul, that the Rishonim are almost all Svardim. Almost all the Rishonim that we have, besides Rashi and the Baalei Tosfos, are all Svardim. The Rambam and the Rif, everybody knows, but the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva and the Ran and the Muki Yosef and the Rivash and the Tashbats, all the generations of Rishonim are Svardim, because Ashkenaz Jews in the time of Rabbeinu Gershom and on were under intense pressure from the people around them. Roles were reversed in the beginning of the Tkufas Achrayinim, after Girush of Spain, and all the Achrayinim are Ashkenazim. You take a page of Shulchan Aruch, besides the Mechaber in the middle, everybody around are all Ashkenazim, because when Sephardic Jews were had their, so to speak, golden age, the Ashkenazic Jews were being pursued by the Crusades and other things, and the reverse later after Girush Spain, Ashkenazic Jews had some semblance of normalcy, so that Kadosh Baruch Hu protected the Torah each time in its own tekufa. At any rate, Rabbeinu Gershom was in that time, and he was seen as the leader of Ashkenazic Jews, and that's why his charamim took hold all over Ashkenaz. We'll see the Mechaber. Mechaber brings the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, and we'll see the sheet of the Beis Yosef L'gabei Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, and the sheet of the Ramah, which might be slightly different than what people popularly say. But the popular saying is that Sfaradim don't hold a Chayim Ben Gershim, and Ashkenazim do. And neither is true, as you'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. We'll read the Mechaber de Ramah, and then we'll see the
Beis Shmuel. What was the reason of Ben Gershim? Because we think it's a different reason.
Rabbeinu Gershom's reason, the truth of the matter is, Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana not to take two wives because it's not a good idea to take two wives. He made not to give a get bar karcha because he wanted to protect women that were taken advantage of. The legend or the stories that are told is that Christianity said that God took a second wife, and Islam said that God divorced the Jews. So he said, okay, you can't give a divorce bar karcha, you can't take a second wife. So may the God, that's the story that goes. But that's all stories. It's not, this is a halachic issue, not a story issue.
That guy doesn't want to give his life again, so
another wife. So it could be that connected. It might be. It doesn't say so on the page, but it might be. I guess it's, at least from my end, this is speculation. A lot of the piyutim were written, the piyut zchabris Avram v'kedas Yitzchak, that we say by slichis, in lanu shio raka tayra hazais, that's Rabbeinu Gershom. So yeah, it had a big influence on Ashkenazic Jewry.
Well, and,
what?
Laban made Yaakov swear that
he wouldn't take a second wife. Yeah, but I don't know that that has any bearing. I would imagine a lot of fathers-in-law would make the sons-in-law swear that they don't take another wife on their wives, which may be so. All right, I think we should do is go in order. We should learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Mefarshi Shulchan Aruch, and then talk about how it plays itself down to halacha. It's well known that there's a din of hetamei rabbanim. I do want to point out to you, sometimes you read something, you don't notice what's not there. The Mechaber Ramah don't bring the idea of Hetamei Rabbanim. It was not part of Rabbeinu Gershom's Takana. It is in the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikak, and we'll see exactly where it, how it plays a role. So let's try to focus on what it says, even though it's a topic that we've heard a lot about. Sif Yud. Okay, it goes for a few pages. Hacherim, Rabbeinu Gershom hichrim al anoisei al ishtoi. Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherim on somebody who takes a second wife on his wife. He didn't say that it's not chal. If a man takes a second wife, the kedushin is chal. He made a cherim on people that take a second wife. Avo biyavama loy hichrim. But in the case of a mitzvah, such as the case of a yavama, loy hichrim. V'cheimba arusa, and so too in the case. Could you mute yourself, Zev, please? And also, welcome, Rufu Shleima, to you. Avla be v'cheimba arusa, and so too in the case of an arusa. Now, if the mechaber stopped here, turn the page, please. I just skipped the Ramah for a minute because if you read just this mechaber, he brings Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. If you skip the Ramah and just finish the Mechaber on the next page, he says, Le'poshto takanosei b'chol ha'aratzais. The Mechaber does say that the takana of Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom was not accepted in all of the different lands, which presumably he means to exclude the Sephardic lands. And if you continue the Mechaber on the bottom, V'loi hichrim ela atzoi fe'elef ha'chamishi. The Chaim was only until the end of until the year 5000, which is the year, I believe, 1240, which was a couple of years ago, and the cherem only was until then. Now, this is what the Mechaber brings, and we're gonna see the Ramah as well.
Does it lessen the power of the takana?
Lo pashta means there's no power of takana; it's right. Not accepted. Any din derabanan is only the tzibur is makabel. That's not right.
Why?
Okay, I think we have to go in order. What we are going to learn is that the Ramah says in what's coming up is that, Zev, could you please mute yourself? We're hearing a lot of background noise, at least I am. Yes, continue, Mr. Hanna. Thank you. You need not listening, or
I'll put it off. I'll put it off speaker.
Okay. The at any rate, the Ramah does say, those to say that we hold Chayim Rabbeinu Geshem is not entirely true, because lePashta lHichrim Elat Seif Elav HaChamishi Ashkenazim hold as well. What the Ramah says on the next page, and again you have to turn one more page, Mekamak and Bechal Medines Elu. In our countries, meaning in the Ashkenazic countries, hatakona v'haminig b'mekayma imed. Now it's no longer a cherim, but it's considered a minig Israel. Now we'll see what the place can do with it. What's the difference if it's a cherim or a minig? So we're going to discuss that in Yitz Hashem. But what I said at the beginning, that the popular notion that cherim Rabbeinu Gershom applies to all Ashkenazim is not entirely true. It applies to us with the Torah of a minig, not the din of a cherim. And we're going to speak out the difference between them. But the idea that he made his takon until Seif Elav HaChamishi, Ramah doesn't argue with that, and that's accepted.
What?
Let me tell you an interesting story that will... when the story took place, it was all over the yeshivas, all talking about it. This goes back during still when the Iron Curtain of Russia still stood, let's say, about the year 1980. There was a Russian couple that got out of Russia and was in Eretz Israel, and they brought along their niece, the brother's daughter. The brother had been in the army, an officer in the army, and the Russia didn't let any army officers out because they knew they had too much information. And this Jew in Russia realized he would never get out. He let his daughter leave with her uncle and aunt. So the uncle and aunt left together with the daughter, and then the uncle and aunt didn't have children of their own. They had this one daughter, niece that they were raising. It was on a Shabbos. They weren't Shem Shabbos, and they got into a car accident. And the husband's prognosis was poor. He was conscious, but he was dying. And the question was, his wife would fall to Yibum, and Yibum was not possible. The Iron Curtain then, you couldn't get in or out, and she wouldn't get chalitza from her brother. And they didn't know what to do. They were talking about how writing a get through a guy on Shabbos, if it's possible, it's not possible. They're trying to find some eitzah to save the wife. Rabbi Yashiv then was on the Rabbanut Bezdin for Gittin. So he said simple eitzah. He said that this man should be mekadesh his niece. He should give his niece kiddushin. So he gave his niece, he gave her a pruta, it was mekadeshar. What did he accomplish with that? So chamesh esrei noshim paitru nesheseyim. If somebody's daughter falls to him when he dies, now he has two wives. He's got his real wife and his niece. When he dies, his brother has a chiyuv yibum to his own daughter. Right? He has a chiyuv yibum to his daughter because now he has two wives that fall to yibum. So the first Mishnah Yevamis says, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Paitrin Shaseim. Somebody's daughter falls to him to yibum, so there's no din yibum. And they planted the tzara as well. So this was Rabbi Yashiv's Eitzah. Let him give Kedushin to his niece. And then when he dies, the niece falls to her own father, to Yibum, which of course is pater, is the Chamesh Esrei Noshim, and then paters her tzara, and the wife is petura. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv that, I'll do Kiddushin on Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam is a famous thing, Rabbeinu Tam is matir, b'makim igun is matir Kiddushin on Shabbos. Chayim Rabbeinu Gerish, I'll take two wives. He said, no, v'loy arusa, and arusa is ochay revei gershim, and against just doing erison, he only did erison, and there is mekadishar, and kachava.
It sounds like it's the other way around.
What do you mean? I understand, but lamaisa, the chay revei gershim, if the first was an arusa. Okay. So he would, the same thing should apply the other way too. So it was a brilliant, once you hear it, it's simple, but it was a brilliant
mind thought. When he heard the story, he said it's brilliant.
He's brilliant. Whoever made it up is brilliant. But this story definitely was all over the yeshivas at that time.
And
what?
That's good. It's before, it's not before.
But it's both ways. It's to be nesua to two women. It's not to be nesua to one, arusa to the other.
Okay. Even though he hasn't been the get yet, he can marry, right?
He can marry someone else. All right, it goes both ways. No question, it goes both ways. Okay, anyway, this is the, yeah.
It would be cruel to have somebody more than it couldn't be
more. But this is a situation where it makes sense. There are situations. In a normal situation, to pate the wife from Chalitza. To pate the wife from Chalitza. I know that, so I'm giving you an example. Obviously, it's not a regular example. If you look in the beginning of the Ramah, Ma'ine writes a lichnai sella liftar. So he's saying that if you have such a situation. Okay, let's get back to the Mechaber Ramah. So we learned the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Hetzchem Rabbeinu Gershom was made. It did not take hold in all the countries, and it's only till the Elef HaChamishi. Now let's read the Ramah. Ramah said, again, the first words goes on Arusa, Me'ina writes a lichnais ella liftar. If he's taking on Arusa in order to pater, rather than in order to marry, whatever the case may be. It's going to be important, you'll see in a few minutes. And the Ramah says, any place where there's a dichui mitzvah, kagan shesha mishtei eseshan v'la yalda, for example, he's married to a woman 10 years and they didn't have children, he wasn't mekayim pur revu. So he's permitted to take a second wife. That's the first shita in the Ramah. Omnam yeshchal kim b'svirulay. The Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom afilu b'makim mitzvah. The second shita holds, Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is even b'makim mitzvah, afilu b'makim yibum. V'tzarech lachlaitz. And that you can't do yibum to take a second wife through yibum. I shall be an aguna. V'tzarech lachlaitz. So do chalitza. U'b'makim She'ein harishayna bas gerishin. Now, a second set of situations. You can hear me again. The first discussion was b'makim mitzvah two shitas. Second discussion b'makim she'ein harishayna bas gerishin gagoisha nishtatis. Unfortunately, this happens occasionally, where a woman becomes a shaita, becomes insane. That doesn't mean the husband thinks she's insane. It means objectively, she's a shaita. She can't be makabla get. Aishu min adin legarsha. Or let's say she's mizana tachtov, or Rachman al Tzlan, she becomes irreligious. So it's min adin legarsha. Bein writes, so like a get minish, she refuses to take a get. Yesh lahaka lahatu loy nisa acheres. Then, we make all, on cheirun bein ugershim, kosh kemi mi arusa, bein writes, li nase loy, I left her man, she's arusa, and she doesn't want to do nisuin, she doesn't want to get, so we mat the chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. So we have it two heterim. One is a machlaikis and one is not. The first was b'mokim mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch brought two shittas. And the second is b'mokim igun, and b'mokim that she refuses to take a get. Either she's a shaita, she's not allowed to take a get, or she just refuses to take a get, usually because she abandons Yiddishkeit.
So you're putting aside the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom for this particular situation. Why wouldn't you rather have him give a get while qualified?
So let's see. You're right. Hold on a minute. We're going to see in a second. The kosh came in here. Arusa Meiru. I see. Lasi Aleph Tami Manu. Then in the Mechaber said, "Lepash kasi b'chala aratzais." Now, v'dafka b'makim. This again, Ramah. Dafka m'shiyadua shleipash tatakanasai. Avol minastam noyig b'chal makim. Minastam chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is noyig everywhere. V'ayim yirdei reshuchesim halach b'makim shenagu lahachmi l'makim shenagu lahakul. The old shaila about a person who changes cities. Which minute you follow, which for now we're not going to get into. Now we're going to turn the page. I want to finish the Ramah. I might address some of your questions. What do we learn so far on this page? Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, Shalai Pashto B'chal Aratzais, and two possible exceptions. B'makim Mitzvah, which Ramah brought two shittas, and B'makim that he refuses or unable to mekabel a get, which was not two shittas, which he just said is Mutar. Now let's finish the Ramah on the other page. U'makom Makayim, he says, B'chal Medinis Eilu Atakana V'aminig B'makayim Ayayimei, even though it was only till the year 5000, Rama doesn't argue. He doesn't say it wasn't. He says it remains as a minig in all the lands. Ve'ein noisim beis noshim. We don't take two wives. Ve'kaifim becharomis niduyim yishoiver ve'noisim beis noshim. Le'garish achas mehen. Someone takes two wives. We force him to divorce one. Both the Beishmuel Chalkes Mechai could say he means to divorce the second one, the one he took Beishir. V'yeshayimrim bizman hazayin lokuf mishayi v'chayim rabbeinu gershim. Ma'achay shukvar nishlam elaf hachamishim. Even though the minig remains, but to compel people, some say we don't force them. V'yinoyegin kein. And the minig is that wherever we have the power to compel them. Ken yeshayimrim. Now this addresses the get issue that someone just brought up a minute ago. Part of the system of hetamei rabbanim, which we didn't even discuss yet, but being matachem rabbeinu gershim is not just to let him take a second wife, but he's got to be mizaka get for her al yedei acher. And we'll talk about how the zikui works. What? Atzachin lo adam. It's a schus. He's marrying a second wife. We assume it's a schus. A schus for her. We'll talk soon if it's a schus. If she's nishtatis, it's a schus for her. So we'll talk about it. I'll explain. V'chei noyegim iktsas mekayim. Ma'isu makim she'ein minig ein lahach mir mutal isa acheres b'lo gerishin harishayim. Now, just to sum up, what does it say here? He brings the difference of minig and different makaymis, whether we compel or not. Not again, chutz laaretz. We don't have the power to compel anybody anyway. But what's important on this page is that every exception, the chayim rabbeinu gershim, includes a get which a mizaka yedei acher. What it means is chutz law. So it's part of what we're going to have to discuss by richus. But this is like the long and short of it is there is a chayim rabbeinu gershim till the year 5000. Everybody agrees. It was not nispash to b'chol ha'aratzais, but most ha'aratzais, apparently it was nispashet. The Ashkenaz and all the ha'aratzais, Svard, some ha'aratzais, it was nispashet. We have the two exceptions, b'mokim mitzvah, which is a machloikis, and b'mokim that she's supposed to take a get or can't take a get, which is a blanket heter. But even there, the Ramamei brings to do a get al yidei achar. So this is Mechaber Rama.
Well, how did the work by the geisha? When did it change by then? They also not right to, and now they're not upright to.
Well, why does it matter? Polygamy in some countries, polygamy is against the law. In some countries, it's not. I think in the state of Nevada, you could take multiple women. In other states, you can't. In Utah, in the state of Utah, you could take multiple women. But
if he was never in kind of.
That's called the Makom Mitzvah. That's called Makom Mitzvah. It's one of the things that we're going to discuss. This is the Din of Chayim Gershim. Now, before we go to the Tshuvos Acharonim, where does Hetamei Rabbanim come in? So, if you turn back to page Hay on your photostats, we have the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkes Mechaikak who bring the Hetamei Rabbanim. The Chalkes Mechaikak is brief and Sifkat and Tezayin. The Chalkes Mechaikak says, "What Tezayin Yeshla Hakol Ahati Elisa Cheres Kvar Nagu Shloi Lahati Bloi Meir Rabbanim." He says, "We're not Matir without." He just says the words Meir Rabbanim. He doesn't explain, and he says the Loi Kabach. What does that mean, the Loi Kabach? So we go to Rabbi Shmuel, who elaborates. So top line on the page, Rabbi Shmuel Sivkat Nachav Gimel. Kegai nishtatis, when a woman became a shaita, kasev kolbay dein lahatechem rabbeinu gershim al pimei rabbanim. He's by pimei anoshim. Megimel kihilais, megimel aratzais. Now that means the kolbay says, and he doesn't claim this parachem rabbeinu gershim. He just says the minig in Klal Yisrael is not to be matechem rabbeinu gershim. Unless you have a clear psak from a bezdin. And what kind of bezdin? A bezdin that has 100. It's funny, he doesn't say Meir Rabbanim, he says Meir Anoshim. Megimel Kihilais, Megimel Aratzais. From three, today they're like three continents. to get Rabbanim. Today it's easier than it was once upon a time to get The Achrayim say that there are different levels of nishtatis, of a woman becoming incompetent to be a wife. And by being matriach, to try to get from Gimel Kehilais, sometimes it may be soivel a certain amount of nishtatis rather than to have to go through this whole effort. Today it's easier because travel between countries is common. Not very, very difficult. You go to very often to Aguda convention. There's someone there with a hetamei rabbanim shopping around for signatures for the hetamei rabbanim. Whether that's right or wrong, but the idea that it's not hard to come up with names is not so difficult. Now, the Kolbei brings it as a minute. Let's read the Beis Shmuel because he elaborates a little bit on this. The Ramah says we don't even need the hetamei rabbanim. Kikuvar kolas machayim rabbeinu gershim veini eliminik shenogu lahachmir. Kolas machayim rabbeinu gershim applied. You need a mei rabbanim, but his man hazeh it goes out minik. The Ramah put together a case of a shaita, or if it's minadin to give her a get because she's a mereda, she's not firm anymore, but she's mizana tachtov shmamino shteim shovin. So vice dois, we're not mechalik between nishtatis. And we call it Mayreda, somebody who abandons Yiddishkeit. Ugushuhu min adin legarsha leitikur rabbeinu gershim. When al pi halacha is supposed to give her a get, meaning if she's, let's say, mizana tachta, rabbeinu gershim never made it takana, kumay shikasim simen kuf tezvav. Miyu abach kosav, kabolahi megadei leyaylam, she had siu ha'inyin lefnei ha'gadeilam shabai seidar, v'yaskimu behete mei rabbanim, I'm not sure what that stands for. There's a ksuva, there's a nadin, and then there's the third part, the tais ksuva, okay, shkayach, and the tais ksuva yad habezdin, va'acha kach yisa acheres. In other words, the bezdin has to take care of her, and then he can marry someone else. I kasa b'simik kivites, sheyitein haget biyad hashliach haylacha. Shia get biyadoi ad shetishtafe. Now this is not the same as zikoy get. Zikoy get means Bezdin accepts the get for her with zachin ladav shloi b'fanav. In the case of a shaita when shia doesn't work, so we give a get to a shliach lahilacha, to somebody who's a shliach to bring the get, and if she'll become eligible to accept a get, then the shliach will be there to be able to give a get. But the Bach says we never do a hetamei rabbanim without settling the financial matters and doing a get through a shliach halacha. She get biyadei ad shetish tafe until she becomes normal. V'chayv liyachid lo bayis b'fnei atzma. A man who gives a shaita, a woman as a shaita again, has to provide for him. Yishmer Isa b'minig hefker. She shouldn't fall prey to the streets. B'chayiv litein la mizaynais, and the Bezin doesn't absolve him of his chiyah mizaynais tar. So that's what the Bach says. V'dvarav sham mashakos v'yam mashal saisul mashakos v'his simen zeh. And he deals with other steerists in the deal. But basically, this is the hanhaga that we have. So, he remains married because he gives, when he's mizaka get, he's divorced. When he's not mizaka get, when he gives a get to a shliach, he remains married until the shliach gives the get. If she's a permanent shaita, then it's never gonna come. What?
He's providing for her. He's her house to live.
He provides for her. Yeah, he provides for her as much as he could. Now, Anoshim don't have to know. No. The mayor Rabbanim have to be mayor Loimdim. They typically rely on the names on the top of the list. In other words, there's a Bezin that looked into it, and typically they rely on it. From a farm I have never to sign on the Hetamei Rabbanim. He told me not to get involved in Hetamei Rabbanim. It's the one thing that he once got involved in. He had Charata, and he said, stay away from Hetamei Rabbanim. If they need, they'll find. There was one time, Srebelsky, very often had Hetamei Rabbanim, he came down, and I always shied away from it. And God has a sense of humor. So somebody I knew through whatever, but his wife, Nebuch, became mentally ill is a hard word. She totally lost her mind. She recognized nobody, and she behaved like an animal. Just she had no sanity. She had to be in a straitjacket. She would eat her own flesh. She would bite her arms all the time. She was very, very sick. And it was clear that he was entitled to a Hetamei Rabbanim. So he had come to Yeshiva to talk to me. I said, I'm going to Rebelsky. So everything got switched around all of a sudden. So Rebelsky had to Chevrei HaKoel go down to the asylum in Pennsylvania to ascertain. A man comes and says, his wife is nuts. You know, what else is new? You want a divorce? Your wife is nuts. So they actually had somebody go down with the ID and ascertain that it was true. And that was the one time that it was very clear to sign Hetamei Rabbanim. He didn't get. They were Mizaka get Ayyadei Sholish. Not Mizaka. They didn't get with a Shliach LaHilacha. And I don't know that she ever became well again, but and it was a relatively young man, and he remarried. So these things happen in non-contentious circumstances where certainly a person's entitled. And
if by some miracle she regains her sanity, he's not allowed to take it. Had she been normal, he would not have divorced her. That's if she regains her sanity. He can't be married.
He can remarry her. I mean, he can't marry because he can't have two wives. Now there are many tshuva sacharayim. This is something which was kapaskin to different generations. You see the long pisri tshuvas here, which I do want to learn some of them. Ramesha does have in Chelek Aleph of Evan Ezer, Simon Beis, something of a biur in the Hetamei Rabbanim, where the Hetamei Rabbanim comes from. And Ramesha does bring two understandings of Hetamei Rabbanim. In other words, he expresses uncertainty if the pshat in the Hetamei Rabbanim is. The pshat is that Rabbeinu Gershom himself, in his original takana, Rabbeinu Gershom said a bezin shagadol mimenu could overturn. It said the rule is one bezin can't overturn another bezin unless it's a bezin shagadol mimenu. Who bechachmul b'minyan? Who could say it's gadol mimenu? So Ramesha brings one possibility. It's specific. If there's any basis to say Rabbeinu Gershom himself, like the exception of Hetamei Rabbanim. It was an exception in the original Takana. Well, know that Rabbeinu Gershom was not Geyser on the Shtatis and the Saita, and that later there was another Takana or a Minig that came later that had nothing to do with the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. The Nafkamina, Ramesha says, as in the case he's talking about, where a man has a chiyuv to give his wife a get for other reasons. Ramesha has a case where a man, a kohen, married a grusha, which is aser, al pi halacha is mechuyev to divorce her. Whether you need a hetamei rabbanim in such a case if he refuses to take a get. So Ramesha's klar is, if it's the original chay rabbeinu gershom, that it's an absolute chay rabbeinu gershom, no matter what, And the only exception is a hetamei rabbanim. So then you need a hetamei rabbanim to take a second wife if she doesn't accept again. Even if api alocha you mechuyev because Reuven Gershon made it across the board takana. What? In Nachinami, you'd be telling, I guess, in the Machlekes Devar Mitzvah, but Devar Mitzvah were matted, hey, I'm a hetamei rabbanim. We're not, Ramesha still says, I believe, that a kayin would need, according to the first side, he says a kayin to a grusha would need a hetamei rabbanim. According to the second side, the Rebbe Gesher didn't make a loy plug takana. It's a later minig, so the later minig would, was not instituted a kain and a grusha. It was made for nishtatis and my redes, and there was never a takana in such a case. So Ramesha brings this suffix in his particular shaila. Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. Why is there maya in the maya rabbanim? Why dafka 100?
Why dafka 100? I don't know why 100. I guess it's a nice round number. So I don't know. Now, there's a dispute that goes back for a couple of generations about what to do. Now, if you have a woman who's a shaita, she can't accept a get. You can't be mizaka get to her, so you do a get through a shlech lahilacha. If you have a woman that's a meredes, she just refuses to accept a get, she's eligible for a get. So a mizaka get, we don't have to make a shlech lahilacha, we write a get. And Zochon Adam Shalai Befanav. She's not entitled to Mezainah. She's a Meredah. She's not entitled. She has no entitlement in the marriage anymore. So we do a get. And there's a very big nafkamina. If you do a get, then they're divorced. And she's a grusha. And it's over. Whatever relationship there is over. If you do a zika a day acher, then they're still married. The question is, do you say Zachin La'adam if the person is standing there and saying, I'm not interested, I don't want. Now, if you want to be Mizaka money to someone, and he says, I'm a Sayyidah Matanis Lichi, I don't want it, so obviously he can't do it. Ramesha holds, in the Trumah Digros Maisha, that if you say, I want to be Mizaka a get to you, and she says, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe in Eishes Ish, I don't believe in Taras Maisha, I don't believe in the whole thing. It's not a schus for me. Ramesha holds that it's a schus anyway, because Ilu Yada, Lefiya Emes, it's a schus for her. She's saying it's not a schus because of different shkarim, different things she talked herself into. But it's goli to us that it's a schus, no downside to her. So Ramesha holds it could be mezaka to her. Now it's interesting, Ramesha brings the Divrei Chaim. That the Divrei Chaim disagreed. Divrei Chaim said, you can't be mezaka get to a woman who says, I don't believe in this, it's not a schus for me. And Ramesha disagrees very strongly, and then he writes, it's kosher lasa is negara Divrei Chaim. Very interesting. He says, it's very difficult to be able to do things against the Divrei Chaim, and therefore, he says, lamaisa, even though he disagrees with the Divrei Chaim, that's him. He doesn't want to make her oisei shesish and halacha through zikui get. So he says, in such a case, to do a shliach lahilacha, to do the get the second way by making a shliach lahilacha to bring the get. It's very interesting, the respect he has for the Divrei Chaim, the way he writes, kashalas is neged Divrei Chaim. Many times he argues all the way down to the wire, and this is what he says here. However, what?
The
sons of the Rechaim. Yeah, 100%. Now, what he does say is sometimes you have a woman, she's a frum woman, but she's in a bitter fight, and she just refuses to accept a get out of spite to her husband. Now, she wants to spite him, she doesn't accept a get. And so he shouldn't have a heter, he shouldn't have the heter giving her a get. In that case, Rav Moshe says it's a schus for her, because we're going to be matin to marry anyway. And in that case, the Divrei Chaim didn't argue with Feirish. It's also a case she said, that's chus for me. I'd rather spite him than accept a get. So there Rav Moshe names on that it is a schus for her, especially because her spite's not going to work. We're going to be matin to marry. And there Rav Moshe says to accept, to do a get, al yitziko yayadei acher. So, bekitzer, what we're saying is, You have, I guess, three types of cases of a hetar me'ir rabbanim. You have a case which is a shaita. You have no choice. The get has to be through shliach lahaylacha. You have a case which is a meredes, and she refuses to come. They're in a fight. So you want to give a hetar me'ir rabbanim, you do it through zikui ha'idei acher. And then you have the in-between case, the case where she became not religious. She says, I don't believe in it. And she doesn't want to get. She won't show up for a get. In such a case, you try to entice her. You try to give her money and entice her to take it. But if she refuses, so that's the case where Moshe argues with the Divrei Chaim in theory, but in practice says to do it through a shliach lahaylacha. So this is the long and short of this sif. I want to point out, when men say, I have a hetar me'ir rabbanim, if a man says he has a hetar me'ir rabbanim, it means he gave a get. To say I have a hetar me'ir rabbanim, I didn't give a get, that's not a proper hetar me'ir rabbanim. It just doesn't make sense. So the idea that men can get married hetar me'ir rabbanim and women are stuck, it's not in the system that should happen. In the system, we don't give a man a hetar me'ir rabbanim without him giving a get. If the woman has a din shaita, it's a problem, because it's taka true. A shaita can be makabel a get, so we do a get through a shlich lailacha. But in all the cases where there's fighting going on, and we give a man a het to meir rabbanim, a man says he het to meir rabbanim, it's got to be that he did a get, and if he did a get, then just like he's mutter, she's mutter as well. So this is the page of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom and Hetar Me'ir Rabbanim. Well, that's her choice. She can accept it.
She's not. So you need a second Hetar Me'ir Rabbanim to marry a second wife?
Well, that's a Hetar to marry a second wife. You do the Hetar Me'ir Rabbanim, you do a Shlich Lailacha.
The Hetar is to give Bal Kocha, get Bal Kocha, or the Hetar is to get the second wife?
No, you can give a get Bal Kocha to a Shaita.
No. So you do Zikr.
A shliach is only where she can't accept a get, or she says, I it's not a schus for
you. Do you need the hetar me'ir rabbanim for that?
It's Lamaisa, we have hetar me'ir rabbanim. If you look at the language of Dake Moshe, she says you don't even need it. If she refused to accept a get, you don't really need a hetar me'ir rabbanim. But the minig is to have hetar me'ir rabbanim anyway. So the shliach lailacha is that if she'll get better, if it's so don't you shite, she can't get married anyway. If she'll give, that's the lashon im tishtafe. If she'll become shipoy, if she'll become right, the lashon in the fourth line of the Beis Shmuel, the fourth line. Because we could you tell you can get biyashliach lailacha, she get biyaday ad she tishtafe. Is that the word? Ad she tishtafe until she becomes shipoy. Shipoy means shipoy b'das. Until she becomes sane, until she becomes normal. So she's not a grusha, but she can be, because she can't give a get to a shaita. What? Baz Rusha is only she marries someone else in between. So it's not shriach, while she's a shaita, she's going to marry. If he marries someone else, it's not a grusha. If he dies, yeah. So. Yeah. What? So it's hard for me to give a definition of shaita. The topic of shaita is misunderstood. What most people today think shaita is called a pesi in halacha. Somebody who's an imbecile, somebody who's totally unaware of what's going on, it's cher shaita v'kan. He has din shaita. It's not a chazal meant shaita. Shaita in chazal. Is a person who has erratic behavior. Right. Today, with like the case I mentioned, somebody who loses his mind, the halachic term is a pesi. A pesi usually is translated a fool, but it means somebody who doesn't have, who totally loses their faculties. That's a pesi. That's a pesi. A shaita is somebody who has very erratic behavior. Itim shaita, itim cholim is can accept a get when she's a cholim. So there are cases, and the Chuba Sarim talk about such cases. But as far as allowing the husband to remarry, most of the cases are where she's like totally off. Now. It's just different. I don't know that it's higher. It's just different. They're two different situations. Now, what? That's a pesi. Someone in a vegetative state has it in shaita for losha b'nei yadam. It has it in shaita, and we would do a get ayidei acher. Somebody's in a loyalainu in a coma. We would allow the husband to remarry. The meaning is to do a het tamei rabbanim, even though it may not technically be needed. And at that time, we do a get with a shliach lahalacha. Now, obviously, if she has no normal chance of recovery, it would be kind of ridiculous to make a shliach lahalacha. I'm aware of one case where somebody was in such a state, Rebelsky didn't actually do the get. He made a shliach to write the get. The husband appointed a shliach to write the get whenever he wants, and they didn't actually go through the writing of the get, make a shliach lahalacha, because the woman was in a coma from which she couldn't recover. It seemed to be just an exercise of futility going through the whole process of writing the get. So that's what was done. Now,
they appointed a specific shliach lahalacha on the bezdin.
Either way, I mean, they satisfy. Whether it's one of the members of the business, someone else, I don't know what they do. They make a shliach, they write a get, and they give it to one of the people sitting there to be the shliach lahalacha. That's the way it's done. There's a catch. Shliach lahalacha, the husband can be mevatel to shlichus. The cherem gets to be mevatel to shlichus, but he could. But anyway, in theory, he could. Okay, the Nitziv has a trail-breaking tshuva on this. The Nitziv has a case that... it was certainly more common when communication was rare, but Nitziv has a tshuva. It's tshuva hay in the Meshav Davar. A woman, a wife, who worked in a certain business, and the boss gave her cash to deliver, a large amount of cash, and she disappeared with the cash, obviously. So he gave her a lot of money to go somewhere, and she disappeared. And she's gone already for over a year at the time the tshuva was written. So the tshuva is not about the financial aspect of it. It's about the husband. You know, she got all this money. She didn't even share it with him. She just stole it and ran away. But the shaila is whether under such circumstances you can be matir ahead to meir rabbanim. She's not technically not a shaita, and technically not a... not a Meiredes, she's not rebelling against him, although she ran away. But so the Nitziv has a tshuva, and this is one of the Nitziv-style tshuvas where he takes a global look, and he has a very interesting tshuva about the following. He deals with the question, the general question, B'chah Taira Kula, if minig, when there's a minig, and the minig comes into conflict with a mitzvah d'iraisa, whether the minig holds, whether you have to be mataneda, let's say, to be bevatel the minig. If you have a minig, and the circumstance comes up with that, you want to keep the minig. But today you have a circumstance where that minig comes into conflict with halacha, whether you need hataras nedarim for the minig, or hataras cheirim in this case, or whether we say, no, the minig mitchila was never intended in such a case. So this is his shaila. It comes up in a number of cases where there's a machlokes to shach and the Noida B'Yehuda, which the Brewer brings it, about a man who has a minig, let's say, to fast Bahab or Yom Kippur Katan, and one year he has fever, he's sick. Does he have to be matan neder? Or do we say no? The minig, the neder, started in the beginning, al das kain, when he's well. The Nitziv says that a minig doesn't apply to makom mitzvah. Now listen to his case. You have a bris milah, shalei bizman, an 8-day bris is daich Shabbos. What's the din if you have a bris on Yom Tov Sheni and it's not the 8th day? We had this in the shul about 22 years ago, because the boy today is in his low 20s. A boy was born bein hashmoshes between 2 days of Yom Tov. And we couldn't do the bris on the 8th day, the first day of Yom Tov. It was a suffix. And the question was whether to do the bris on the second day of Yom Tov, on Yom Tov Sheni. What was the nidain? We couldn't do the bris the first day, it might be the seventh day. If a baby's born Beit HaShemashos, even if it's a weekday, you don't know, it might be the seventh day. Second day of Yom Tov was suffik eighth day, ninth day. It's definitely chayv in a bris. If it's a b'mila b'zmana, it's daicha. If it's a mina shaloi b'zmana, then that's the shayla. If it's the ninth day, is it, so the Rambam writes that the minig of Yom Tov Sheni doesn't override the deraisa of mitzvah mila. Even shaloi b'zmana is still a mitzvah deraisa. The Rambam shita is you do a mila on Yom Tov Sheni, and even a mila shaloi b'zmana. All of the Paiskim write, do what you want. The Noi Behuda, Kiva Eger, they all write, on this Rambam, you could go either way. You could do as you wish. It's a very, very interesting psak halacha. Like, you normally say, what would you do? But they write, if you look in Hilchas Bila, they write, you could do whatever you want. So here, we had the Shaila in Shul. If I'm not mistaken, it was Tuv Yeweber's son, I think his youngest son, if I'm not mistaken. I remember which Yom Tov it was. Safik Yom Tov Sheni, Yerisha Yom Tov Sheni, and he had this situation of do what you want. Now it was a little what? No, Yom Tov Rishon is it in Torah? That's a deraisa. Is this a deraisa? Do a bris mila shloi b'zmana on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's deraisa. But here Yom Tov Sheni, which has a din minig, minigam sein biyadenu. So it says David Kamarovit. Now in this particular case, personally, I felt he could do the bris. Because it was a Vaday ninth day, that's the Rambam David Kamarov. Here was the Ben Hashmosh's ninth day. Especially my background, I'm more noita to Shitas Hagra than Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And Shitas Hagra was already nightfall. So, but he has a little Hasidish background. So I told him, choose your Moel and do whatever the Moel wants to do. I didn't want, especially. I was then still in my 30s. I don't want to make waves. Today I also don't want to make waves. But today, because I'm wise then, because... So I told whatever your mayel says. I don't remember. I think he ended up doing the bris, if I'm not mistaken, on Yom Tov Sheni. Getting back to the tziv buys from this, that meaning doesn't apply to Mokin Mitzvah. He says, since the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon today is not a Chayim anymore. Ramos said today it's minig, if did he have 5,000. Since it's a mini gift, it's not doichin to deraisa puravu, because this woman who ran away with the money, her husband had not yet been mekayim puravu, and he was matir her to remarry, probably to get. I don't remember the tshuva. I assume with the giving of a get, he was matir her to remarry based on b'mokim mitzvah, which is of course the original half of the Ramah. So here we have. Another case, we have Shaita and Meiredes. Here we have a case, I don't know, call her Meiredes. She ran away with money, and that's the case that Rabbeinu, that the Nitziv was Matthew. Next week, we'll do some of the Pisrei Tshuvas here, which we didn't get to.